There you go. Little Led Zeppelin here on KGNU. Of course, that was done by London Philharmonic. And that must have been, if you were live at that performance, can you just imagine the energy in there? It was just, whew. All right. Anyways, hey, it's just about 20 till 3 o'clock. I'm almost done. I will be done towards the top of the hour. We'll have headlines, and then we'll have Metro, and it just continues. Our programming is awesome here. If you're listening to us at afterfm.com, the music will continue with Mile High Soul Club, and then so that's on After FM, and so that's going to go on at 3. But if you are listening to the FM or AM, so 88.5 FM or 1390 AM, you will get Metro and local news and all of that. So those are your listening options this remainder of this afternoon. And we are going to continue with the music. Really just want to get this out there, man. I just want to get all this music done. So a full playlist at KGNU. So afterfm.com or kgnu.org, you can see the full playlist, and you'll be able to see where I've been coming from all afternoon. So I appreciate you listening. Thank you. And I will be back. Well, I'll do another break, but I will be back on the 1st, which is next Thursday. So we'll get another dose of that. But until then, let's get some Lobitore here.
Can you take a look at my butt? রাজায় রাজা যুদ্ধ করে প্রজার গেল প্রাণ হারে আজব কলিকা হাললো আজব কলিকা রাজায় রাজা যুদ্ধ করে প্রজার গেল প্রাণ হারে আজব কলিকা হাললো আজব কলিকা বিচার করে চোর ডাকাতে সাজাবো গে সজ্জনেতে পয়সা লোটে সাধু নেতা এই তো দেশের হাল পয়সা লোটে সাধু নেতা এই তো দেশের হাল এলো আজব কলিকা হাল এলো আজব কলিকাল রাজা রাজা যুদ্ধ করে প্রজার গেল প্রাণ হারে আজব কলিকা হাল এলো আজব কলিকাল রাজা রাজা যুদ্ধ করে প্রজার গেল প্রাণ হারে রাজব কলিকা হাল এলো আজব কলিকা পরের টাকায় ভয়ঙ্করী মন্ত্রী চরে মস্ত গাড়ি পরের টাকায় ভয়ঙ্করী মন্ত্রী চরে মস্ত গাড়ি বেটার দেখো লম্পট গিরি মা বোনেদের কাল বেটার দেখো লম্পট গিরি মা বোনেদের কাল তাই তো শুভভাবে ত্রিলোকেতে বিচার হবে জম লোকেতে শুভভাবে ত্রিলোকেতে বিচার হবে জম লোকেতে ঘুষ দিয়ে খালাস পেতে লাগবে না তো তাল ঘুষ দিয়ে খালাস পেতে বাঁধবে না তো তাল এলো আজব কলিকা হাল এলো আজব কলিকাল রাজা রাজা যুদ্ধ করে প্রজার গেল প্রাণ হারে আজব কলিকা হাল এলো আজব কলিকাল রাজা রাজা যুদ্ধ করে প্রজার গেল প্রাণ হারে আজব কলিকা হাল এলো আজব কলিকাল রাজা রাজা যুদ্ধ করে প্রজার গেল প্রাণ হারে আজব কলিকা হাল এলো আজব কলিকা 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 আজব কলিকা হাল এলো আজব কলিকা
Kalibha. And Yo La Yo was what we heard in there. It's just about my time to be finished here, so I wanted to jump in and say once again thank you. Thank you, thank you for tuning in. It is you, the Cajun You listener, that makes this programming possible and wonderful, and I hope you have a very, very happy holiday. Enjoy, be safe. We got news headlines coming up in a little bit, but I am going to leave you with a track off the 50 Shades of Kush Kumar, who is a legend in Bollywood music, Bachana, and this is an epic track. It's going to take us right into the news and metro. So have a great holiday. I'll be back next week on the 1st. We'll be right back.
बचना ऐ हसीनों लो मैं आ गया हे बचना ऐ हसीनों लो मैं आ गया। हुस्न का आशिक हुस्न का दुश्मन अपनी अदा है यारों से जुदा हे बचना ऐ हसीनों लो मैं आ गया हे बचना ऐ हसीनों लो मैं आ गया। हुस्न का आशिक हुस्न का दुश्मन अपनी अदा है यारों से जुदा हे बचना ऐ हसीनों लो मैं आ गया। रंग भरी आंखों में आज चमक रहा है मेरा ही नशा हे बचना ऐ हसीनों लो मैं आ गया। आज तो सभी हैं मुझ पे फिदा हे बचना ऐ हसीनों लो मैं आ गया।
For KGNU with the afternoon headlines, I'm Layla Eskin, in collaboration with the Colorado Independent. Douglas County's deeply divided Board of Education did something unusual last week. It voted unanimously on one of the district's voucher programs, and it voted to kill it. The voucher program known as Choice Grant was one of two proposed by the school district that would have allowed K through 12 students to obtain vouchers that could have been used in any private school, even schools not in Douglas County. The seven-member board, in a surprise move, voted on November 15th to cancel the Choice Grant program. The board president cited a lack of interest, only five students signed up for it, and the legal costs tied to defending the program in court. Two separate groups had filed lawsuits against the district over the voucher program, and a Denver district judge earlier this year granted an injunction against the district blocking its implementation. That leaves Douglas County schools with one voucher program queued up, and it too has been challenged in court. The Colorado Supreme Court ruled that the Choice Scholarship violated the state's prohibition against using taxpayer dollars for the benefit of religious schools. The district appealed that decision to the U.S. Supreme Court, which has not yet decided whether to hear the case. Political and district observers say that with Donald Trump's election as president, a conservative Supreme Court justice is likely to fill the vacancy on the panel left by the death of Antonin Scalia. That would break an ideological tie on the court, and could be good news for the district, which has been waiting a year to see whether the court will agree to hear the case. On December 19th, 538 members of the Electoral College will be summoned to their respective state capitals to swear an oath and sign some official paperwork as part of the formal process of awarding the presidency to Donald J. Trump. A movement among the nation's electors to derail the Trump's ascension into Oval Office or failing that begin the dismantling of the Electoral College has been bubbling up and few of Colorado's 9 Democratic electors are joining in. One of them is Bob Nemenik, a high school math teacher in Colorado Springs. Quote, "I'm just an average schmuck," end quote, he told the Colorado Independent in an hour-long interview on his front porch Monday evening. State law says Nemenik must cast his vote for Hillary Clinton since she carried Colorado. But he believes U.S. Supreme Court decisions afford him the ability to vote his conscience and vote for whomever he chooses. Can you own a gun in Colorado if you smoke pot? The feds say no. State law is silent, and a new rule from the Federal Department of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives has people talking about the conflicting nature of Colorado law and federal law. The ATF is issuing a new form that gun owners must fill out when purchasing a firearm. The form, which takes effect January 16, 2017, includes an added warning that states, "The use or possession of marijuana remains unlawful under the federal law regardless of whether it has been legalized or decriminalized for medicinal or recreational purposes in the state where you reside." The warning underscores an existing conflict between state and federal laws since Colorado legalized recreational marijuana in 2012. "We've had this problem from day one," says Tony Fabian, an attorney who has helped draft firearms legislation in Colorado. For more on these and other local news stories, go to coloradoindependent.com. I'm Layla Eskin for KGNU. Stay tuned for the community calendar.
This week's community calendar is sponsored by the Rocky Mountain Peace and Justice Center, which will present a talk by Code Pink co-founder Medea Benjamin on her new book, Kingdom of the Unjust, Behind the U.S.-Saudi Connection, on Monday, November 28th. The free event is from 7 to 9 p.m. at Eaton Humanities Building, CU, Room 150, 1610 Pleasant Street, Boulder. For more information, 720-509-3378 or online at rmpjc.org. This is the community calendar for Wednesday, November 23rd. In Denver, the Yoppers perform at the Bluebird Theater. Doors at 8 p.m., show at 9 p.m. This is a 16 and over show. Figure X Protohype performs at the Gothic Theater. Doors open at 8 p.m., show at 9 p.m. Ages 16 and over.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM. Stay tuned for Metro.
Greetings, KGNU listeners. It's Beverly Grant, so that means we are on the heel tip, healthy eating, active living. Today, on this Thanksgiving Eve, we're certainly going to share things that we're thankful about, and this conversation we're going to have is going to be shared with a couple of urban farmers. Two women that I love and admire quite a bit. And how about these women's names are homonyms, meaning They sound the same, but they're spelled differently. So I have Fatima and Fatima, if you can believe it. Girls, get on here and say hi.
Hi, this is Fatima Imad here.
Peace, this is Fatima Mermanish.
What did I tell you, listeners? Fatima and Fatima. This is going to be a conversation with the two Fatimas. Now, Fatima...
Imad,
because I want to say it wrong. Imad, please share with us where you're from. How did you wind up becoming an urban farmer?
Ooh, that's a big question to start off with. So I was born in Denver, sort of southwest Denver, and grew up here. I moved back to Ethiopia when I was young. My family's from Ethiopia and Yemen. I think to a lot of people, Ethiopia is seen as a place that's full of famine and a lot of sort of negative stereotypes around food that I grew up surrounded by. And there's some truth to that, but there's also truth to it being a very beautiful and agriculturally rich country. So growing up, I always struggled with how those two realities could be. And then also getting a dose of American living also made me wonder about how things could be so different with food in different places as well. So I chose to study food, and I was a political scientist, and mainly I was working on genetically modified foods getting pushed into Africa and stuff. And while I was doing that, I realized that I needed to be a good farmer before I started making big policy-level decisions for other farmers. One, so that, yeah, I could actually give them information when they asked me instead of just taking knowledge from them to then present back to the global North audience. And two, so I wouldn't romanticize ways of farming that maybe weren't effective, even if they were traditional. So that's a little bit about how I became a farmer.
Wow. And to think that the politics of food is really what kind of brought you to where you are.
Yeah.
And you're doing categorically the opposite of what you began doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Fatima Mermanish.
No.
Oh, my God.
Mermanish.
I try. Mm. The other Fatima. You've got to tell us now, how did you become a farmer? And, you know, why are you a farmer? Mm.
I was born in Iran, but have been in the States since I was 2 and a half. So essentially I've been here my whole life. Grew up in this city, in apartments, all over Capitol Hill. And so was not super connected to the ground, right? But I'm very invested in this city. Got a degree in art, or pursued a degree in art. Out right after high school, took my first real coursework in herbal therapeutics. But while I was in that program, I found that I was more interested in nutrition and food as medicine. So it was all self-learning and learning through elders here, all of the nutrition stuff. So I have used myself as a guinea pig and been on